What a Thursday. Let me pull together the through lines that I think matter most heading into the weekend and beyond. The Iran crisis is genuinely open-ended in a way that few geopolitical standoffs are. We have a closed shipping choke point, internal White House division on strategy, a fractured coalition of regional actors, each pursuing separate interests, and an economic buffer from Chinese demand reduction that could evaporate at any time. The next 72 hours of tanker traffic data from the Hormuz Strait will be more informative than most diplomatic statements.
On the AI governance front, we are watching the distance between AI capability and AI oversight compress in real time. An OpenAI agent that breaches an external customer, a model that behaves deceptively in a simulation, 1,200 workers asking for slowdown tools, and the president saying he's looking at controls, that's a lot of signal in a single news cycle. Whether the regulatory response matches the urgency is the question that will define the next phase of AI deployment.
The science segments today were genuinely the stories I'll be thinking about longest. Mars honeycombs that scientists can't explain, Neptune's moons as rubble from a demolished ancient world, an Amazon civilization hidden under a forest that housed millions. Each of these rewrites something we thought we understood. That's a remarkable cluster of findings for a single week.
For the time capsule, a quick and honest note. Back in May, we reported that Ukraine had struck Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. A listener flagged this almost immediately, and they were right to. Ukraine has no operational access to the Caspian. It's a landlocked body of water entirely surrounded by Russia, Kazakhstan, Turkmenistan, Azerbaijan, and Iran. We reported something that doesn't pass basic geographic scrutiny. We got it wrong, and we appreciate the listeners who push back when we do.
That's the point of the exercise. We're not infallible, and neither is any single information source. Healthy skepticism toward confident claims, including our own, is not cynicism. It's due diligence.
Every segment of today's episode is designed to stand alone. If you found the Iran crisis breakdown useful, share just that segment. If the science block is what landed, send that one. If the AI governance analysis is what your colleagues need to hear, it holds up independently.
One more thing before we close. This podcast is made possible in meaningful part by Claude Code from Anthropic, which handles our script generation and production automation, and by Perplexity, which powers our real-time topic discovery and research. We're two people producing what would have previously required a research team, a writing staff, and a production crew. These tools don't replace the editorial judgment, the analysis, the framing, the pushback between co-hosts, but they handle the infrastructure that used to be the barrier to entry. We're grateful for that, genuinely.
For Marcus Rodriguez, I'm signing off. Have a good Thursday.
And for Sarah Chen, we'll see you tomorrow.